Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya.
Now, we spoke to you yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Well, basically, my friend just got a new boyfriend, and she's in the room next door to me, where we're living, and it's just got a bit ridiculous now because they're so loud, and it's just I haven't been able to sleep.
So there's loud a hugging and loud a kissing going on every night right next door.
Yeah, every night, yeah.
See, it's early stages of the relationship. That'll die down.
But it hasn't yet.
Now, we told you to download these noises yesterday, Joe and Comedy Dave on a roller coaster, didn't we? If you play that to them, surely they'll realise they're being loud and stop.
I tried last night, but they're too loud, my speakers aren't big enough, and they're just still taking over.
How loud are they?
Ridiculously loud, and last night she was resembling a cow, which wasn't too good.
A cow?
A cow.
Yeah.
When you say resembling a cow, what do you mean?
What, the noise?
Yeah, the noise.
Right, like she was mooing?
Yeah.
Got some sound effects here. Do you mean like this? Yes?
Yeah, that's
what
I mean.
Or was it more like this? Like that, yeah?
Yeah, it's more like that.
just from them hugging and kissing loudly, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but it's ridiculously loud, so yeah.
Podcast. Radio
1. Can I ask you a question? Do you believe in karma?
Not really, no.
You don't?
No.
Because I'm starting to think that everything's coming back to haunt me at the moment.
I'm probably more likely to believe it where you're concerned, actually, right. Thinking about
well,
it.
Well, you know, I don't have the best of luck most of the time, yeah. Do I, really? Right, so I lost my... It started off, I lost my wallet at the weekend.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm in that kind of horrible in-between period where you have, like, no cash point card and you have to borrow £10 off your friend.
Yes.
Right, so that's that. And they still haven't sent me the card through, okay. Even though I rang them up today and they're like, oh, you should have got it yesterday. Mm. That hasn't come through, so...
Right. Okay.
And then, last night... I went into my bathroom and the mice are back again.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
And I thought they'd gone because I got one of those things that are humane and you can plug them in and they go wee and make a horrible noise that mice don't like. Have you not heard of them?
You have a sound effect to scare off mice.
Right. It's like a plug-in thing. It's a high-pitched noise that only they can hear.
So what? So it senses when the mice runs out, it makes this noise, the mouse goes, oh, I'm scared, and runs back under the floorboard.
It's plugged in all the time.
All right,
lots of people will know what I'm talking
about.
Right. It's better than a mouse trap, because I don't want to hurt the little things, I just don't want them in my house.
That's very humane
of you.
So
it scares them away with the noise that only they can hear.
Okay.
And they don't like it, and they run away covering their little ears, they don't like it. But of course,
I don't think they can run away and cover their ears at the same time.
Well,
they'd fall over.
Whatever they do,
they'd have to hop.
But of course, now there's a problem. They're in the bathroom. I don't have a plug in the bathroom. So what am I going to do? Richie in Birmingham says, "Yep, I believe in karma. Scott, it's downhill from here for you." Good.
It can't really be karma at the moment. I would imagine there's a lot worse to come if it is karma.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, given the amount of misery you've heaped on certain people, I would imagine that there is going to be a lot worse over the coming week.
Just a lost wallet and a couple of mice.
Yeah. I would have thought, you know this thing, then, that you plug in?
I hate it when you do this, because a lot of people know what I'm talking about.
Because it intrigues
me. Because you have not heard of them.
So you go to a supermarket, do you, and you buy this product.
Yes.
And then you go home, and you plug it in.
Yep.
But nothing happens. You don't hear anything.
It does if you're a mouse. It emits a noise they don't like.
But what? How do you know it's a noise?
I don't, I'm just taking the manufacturer's word for it.
Only a mouse can hear it.
Are you sure it's not a Glade plug-in?
That was stupid.
Is it smelling nice?
Yeah, it smells of lavender. No, it doesn't.
Potpourri.
No, it doesn't. No, right, George, you know what I'm about, don't you?
Yeah, they sell them all the time on things like QVC, but I used to have one, but someone got really upset because someone said they once saw a mouse running away with its hands in its ears.
can't happen either, because it would fall over. I've already tried to explain this.
Screaming.
It would have to hop away, well, because if it had its paws in its ears.
How did you deal with it in the end?
I think they do cockroaches as well. I think it's any little creature
right. That
keeps it away from them. But then we've got a cat in the end, so I can lend you my cat.
Well, so you plug a cat in now?
Yeah.
That'd be a lot more... Oh, no, no. I was going to say, that'd be a lot more fun, but it wouldn't. That'd be wrong. Wrong.
This could go on and on, couldn't it? I'm quite enjoying this.
I would imagine if you did plug a cat in, that'd be a noise everybody could hear.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
How does she make a cow noise?
Have you ever
been hugging and kissing somebody and they made a noise like a cow?
Never.
Oh, that's never happened
never,
to me.
Never, ever, ever.
What about wee like a pig?
No, that's never happened either.
Can you tell I've found some of Sarah Cox's sound effects?
As I say, you've just taken me back 6 years.
What about this?
What is that?
It's a guinea pig. I thought it was like some sci-fi thing. Apparently that's the noise they make.
What, when being hugged?
Yeah. No?
What is that? Do I have to guess each animal here?
That's an owl.
That was not an owl.
It
says sounds
owl.
Like Jimmy Savile.
Has that ever happened when you've been hugging and kissing?
That last one, yes.
Yeah. What about this one? No?
No clue. Radio 1.
Podcast. Do you remember Lloyd, our mini football expert who taught me the ways of the World Cup last year? Well done to him. Can we just say well done to Lloyd, because he has raised quite a lot of money for Comet Relief last week by making some announcements over the tannoy at his local Sainsbury's in Oslestree. Would you like to hear them?
Yes, please.
This is on the tannoy in Sainsbury's last week.
All for Mr. Drew Peacock. That's a Mr. Drew Peacock.
Now, I don't know how this raised money, but somehow this has.
Right.
Here's another one.
Lloyd had a little clock. He swallowed it one day, and now he's taking Senecot to pass the time away.
He was there for about 4 hours, just doing lots of announcements. Here's one that must have really pleased the manager of Sainsbury's that day.
We have a gentleman here who has lost his daughter. He's looking for her. Tesco's is cheaper. That's a Miss Tess. Cheaper.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so the idea is this. Lucy's housemate is making a lot of noise at the moment next door. The walls are wafer thin. And last night, there's kind of a cow noise that she made. She's got a new boyfriend, and when there's a lot of hugging and kissing going on next door, you can't sleep, can you? So we decided to try and get some revenge on this girl to try and make them stop tonight. And this is it. What more can I say? Just have a listen. That's it.
Hello?
Hello. I wonder if you could help me. My name is Joost. I'm calling from Neighbourhood Watch.
Right.
I just need to check that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Why is this?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine.
We've just had some reports of some strange screams.
Screams?
Yeah, some screams.
What kind of screams?
They're kind of like blood-curdling screams coming from your hiss.
I really don't know what you're on about. I'm sorry, I think you've got the wrong number.
No. A lot of the neighbours have heard them. Have you not?
No, I really don't know what you're on about.
Because my name is Joost, I'm in charge of Neighbourhood Watch. One of the neighbours thinks you might be sacrificing animals in there.
Sacrificing animals?
Yes, yeah, sacrificing...
I'm a vegetarian.
Sacrificing animals, yeah.
But I'm a vegetarian. I'm against moral principles.
I have to point out that here in the UK it is actually illegal. Do you have any cows?
Cows?
Cows.
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 No, I don't have any cows.
Okay, because it's a very loud noise.
I really don't know where these noises are coming from.
I tell you what, if it helps, I'll get my wife to demonstrate the noise.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, demonstrate the noise. turns a bit like that, that ring any bells?
No. I'm sorry, but you're really starting to f*** me off now.
But that's the noise that people are complaining about.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're on about. What happens in my house is my own private business.
Not if you're slaughtering animals.
All right, keep listening. There is some more music coming up from Beyonce and Paolo Nutini. I'm sorry about that. Right, can you just talk me through what was going through your head there when you decided to do that accent?
Just decided to do...
What was it?
Well, it's obvious. You don't need me to tell you what it is.
Australian?
Not Australian. Hey,
French. Rude. It went French at times.
It did go French very, very occasionally.
What a Kaz. Kez.
Kez. You must know what the accent was. Come on, it was obvious. I thought, actually, that accent wasn't bad compared to the German grandmother.
Right. Rich in Durham says, is Chappers French, Scottish or Scouse? I can't decide.
None of them.
What was it?
It was South African.
Oh, of course. Podcast. Radio 1. So Lloyd, our former 11-year-old football expert, has been raising money for Comet Relief down his local Sainsbury's by making these announcements on the tannoy system.
We have a telephone call here for Mr. Ivan Biggin. That's a Mr. Ivan Biggin.
I still don't know how this raised any money.
No.
Because if I was doing my shopping and an 11-year-old started shouting over the tannoy, I'd be straight to one of those do-it-yourself machines, check-out-yourself machines. Have you seen them?
Check-out-yourself.
check-yourself-out machines.
What are they? I have seen
them.
You
know, the ones where you can scan...
Barcode. I don't really see the point of those.
Well, they don't work. They work, but then there's, like, the last item is... It doesn't work. And then you have to call someone over, press assistance. Oh, it's annoying.
But hang on. Don't you still have to then go through a checkout?
Yes.
And then they have to still swipe everything, do they?
Well, that's what I do. Yeah, but you do it yourself, but it never works for me, so then I just go to the old school checkout.
Old school. Keeping it real.
Yeah. Here's another one.
A man went to the doctor and said, Doctor, I've had a strawberry on my head for 2 days.
Here comes a cream joke.
The doctor replied, well, that's no good. You'll need some cream for that.
Actually, I might just shoplift if I heard that, to be honest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Blood-curdling screams coming from your hiss.
Your hiss.
House is actually quite difficult to say in South African. Blood-curdling screams coming from your hiss. It was all right
with
up until
the cares. The cares.
There are some South Africans who've been on the tech saying it sounds just like South
Really,
African.
I can't see any.
That was a very good South African accent. I work with two South Africans and they both have accents like that.
You just made that up.
Well, I haven't. It's there. Radio
1. Can I just say thank you for being so vigilant and letting me know what the other DJs have been saying? You've been spotting quite a lot of this over the last 24 hours. Thank you. We had this from Edith yesterday on her show.
I had a long one this weekend, which was quite nice.
And I missed a bit of Joe Wiley earlier when she said this.
As many people in the same bed at the same time, that's what we're doing at home.
That's what she's doing at home at the moment.
Wow.
Do you know what? I think she's probably absolute filth. Do you know what I mean? When she gets home. I think you learn something new about her every day at the moment.
As many people in the same bed at the same time, that's what we're doing at home.
Yeah. And they all know now as well, because everyone texts in and goes, hey, there's one for Scott Mills later. Hey. So do keep me informed every time you hear something interesting on Radio 1. I didn't mean like that.
I was going to say.
When you hear something...
Are you popping around to Joe's later?
When you hear them say something like that...
I had a long one this weekend, which is quite nice.
It's Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio
1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.